the buzz was, what's it going to add to the dining scene? And I'm afraid it's just not much. There really isn't anything special about it, including the decor, which really is impersonal and loud. And this was a chance for them to do a nice upscale casual type of venue. And there's no cohesiveness to the design. There's no cohesiveness to the menu either. One of the things was pork belly. I love pork belly because it's so nice and fatty and, you know, just it's like bacon on steroids, although you hope there aren't steroids in it. But this pork belly had the texture of a pork chop, kind of dry and coarse. I sure didn't enjoy it. Shrimp and grits, dish that we're seeing a lot. That was the best of what I'd sampled. But boy, I just can't base a whole meal on one little dish. I had a cobia. It was salty and just really quite unpleasant. And so let's see how Hamilton Kitchen kind of maybe regroups. It's new, and it probably needs a little bit more time. Another new one, Hubbly Bubbly Falafel Shop. It's a project from some marketing folks here in town. And this is just my guess. I don't know. Okay. But it looks like what they wanted to do was come up with a franchisable concept, something that they could open up other locations around the area, around the country.
That's a big goal.
Tomorrow the world.
How'd they do?
Before you have a franchise, you really have to have something that's franchisable. And that means good food and good service and a good dining experience. And they yes. just don't have it there. The falafel was really unacceptable. The whole ordering process was confusing.
Wow.
And just go back to the drawing board on this one, please. Because I love falafels. I would stop by the falafel shop if I were in the area, if it had a good falafel. Instead, I'm just going to drive another mile or two down to Fairbanks and go to Mediterranean Deli, where I know they're going to have good falafels. And I know the people there are going to greet me warmly and be happy to see me there.
Okay. Any other recent reviews you'd like to catch us up on?
The Smiling Bison. I know why the bison is smiling.
Why?
I ordered the bison burger, and it was good. It was delicious. It was a juicy patty. It had cheese just melting over the side. It was served on Texas toast with the crust trimmed off of it.
That sounds good.
And it was exactly 3 inches in diameter. I used a ruler. I mean, what's not to smile about? You're going to get 13 Well, it came with a little pile of homemade chips.
So $13 for a 3-inch burger.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of steep.
That's kind of steep.
Smiling all the way to the bank?
Exactly. We're talking good quality here, but you're sitting in this place that is delightfully divey. So there's a disconnect there when you've got something like that and a $13 bison burger in front of you. So they need to find a balance there. I think their food is very good, and I want to go back, but I just don't want to leave thinking that they're laughing behind my back, not just smiling.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.